Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 18th of February 2026. Today's topic is the Centurion's Model of Faith. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 8, verse 5 to 10. Verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. Verse 10. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Our memory verse is taken from Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, if you lose money, you lose much. If you lose friends, you lose more. If you lose faith, you lose all. The case of the centurion in our text affirms the authenticity of the doctrine of divine healing and health and the unquantifiable possibilities of faith. Living by faith is seeing challenges through God's eyes, for nothing is impossible with Him. True children of God are resolute about the unchanging promises of God, which can never fail. The exercise of faith breaks records, creates records, and cancels evil records. The Lord was pleased with the faith of the centurion. He commended his uncommon faith and blessed him with an answer to his prayer. The Lord will be pleased to hear us call upon God in faith in all our challenges, because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We build our faith by living a holy life, listening to the Word of God and praying regularly according to His will. If you lose your faith, you have lost your God. Quote for the day. He commended his uncommon faith. The challenge for today is, forsake all and trust God. Prayer. Lord, increase my faith. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.